hell is this? Podcast.
Hello everyone, this is South Park Bros, and today I'm going to be playing Pals World, because that's the newest hype game of the century. Oops, I just burned myself. You guys are going to be watching gameplay as we are going to be reviewing Chim Pokemon, the Season 3, Episode 16 episode. Now, Stats does not know much about Pals World, and does not know much about Chim Pokemon, the episode, but I'll be mostly reviewing this episode, but he'll be here to give his most blackest commentary ever.
I've been watching, Japan Amir. We've had him on a few times. I've been watching him play Pals World on TikTok, like just watching his playthrough. It's different. It's definitely different. Like, there's a lot of Pokemon in it, but like, you know, it's pretty different. I mean, like, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you can call it a ripoff, but I mean, doesn't everything rip off something? Like, everything is derivative from something in the past. Like, that's just how it is. But it doesn't mean that you can't do things better. Hell, this Chim Pokemon episode, in some ways, like the Chim Pokemon look cooler than fucking actual Pokemon.
You know, as I saw this Chim Pokemon episode come out, I'm like, I want that shoe. what was it? What was the game? Not Fracture Behold, the other one, Stick of Truth. You have to find all 30, I think there are. There's 30 Chim Pokemon.
I think, you know what's funny? I still haven't, there's one I still haven't found, and I refuse to look online to see where it is, but I still haven't found it.
There are some that you need to collect during a mission. Like, I know that there's the one where when the alien ship crashes and the things start to leak out, and then they explain that you have to eat it and stuff. Not eat it, but like you'll turn into like a nazi and stuff. How do I eat this?
Maybe there was one on the ship I didn't find. I feel like I found the one on the ship. Maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, I know there was like one, maybe two that I didn't find. I think tomorrow I'm going to do like I've been planning it. I don't know. It's going to be sometime this week. I'm going to do like a playthrough of like fucking, like just an all day stream of just like playing through the games, both games, just so I could like do it before fucking snow day comes out.
Yeah, that's what I should have did today. I had nothing going on today, but of course I had to find stuff to do because I just don't like, I said that set a weapon. okay, maybe I'll go find stuff to do, and I did, so. Yeah, but maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Twitch stream coming out. Go check out the Twitch description below. Anyways, so this episode is all about the popular game Chim Pokemon that comes out in the town of South Park. Carmen is watching a new hit TV show that comes out of Japan called Chim Pokemon, which I believe Chim Pokemon roughly translates to pocket like something with dicks. I feel like I remember listening to the commentary and them saying Pokemon stands for like pocket Pokemon, so Chim Pokemon.
See, what season is Chim Pokemon? That's what, season 11. 2 or 3? Season 3, okay.
It means small penis. I knew it. Fucking. He's like, very small penis during the whole episode. You Americans have very huge penis. I knew it meant something. I forgot what it meant. That's very funny. So, Carmen is demanding his mother to buy him some Chim Pokemon stuff from the store because he says, oh, yeah. Well, let me find all the Chim Pokemon names now.
Does he like go to her and he has, or like before he goes to her he has like the fucking
Japanese
like Chinese
eyes,
or,
yeah.
Like the not Chinese like
he's
Japanese
like, no
face.
Kidding, you can have my pop.
I love when they do that fucking. I love when they do that animation. It's so fucking funny. Oh, by the way, Jeff is not gonna make
he's
this
watching.
Stream because fucking he's watching the Cavs.
You guys can go yell at him on Instagram. All right, so
yeah.
We have Penguin. I'm gonna try to pronounce these as accurate.
Are you gonna read out all the fucking Pokemon names?
Why not? Penguin, Choo Choo, Nazuma, Fadactyl, what is that? Velociraptor,
Oh my god, send me the list. I'll read them out.
Well, this tells you all the locations of where they're at in the game, so hopefully you don't get mad at me. I'm looking at my monitor. Yeah, good luck pronouncing half of these names. Some of them are easy, like Shu. And,
The one that's, like, based off of Pikachu is, like, fucking just, like, it's so, like, Pikachu, it's, like, weird. It's, like... That's so blatant.
Here, I'll just send it to your messages on Discord.
I love when they're like standing in line and like Cartman's trying to like cut and take like with Kenny. But Kenny's like everybody's like, dude, you can't cut. Right,
I'm gonna close out of this because I'm doing too much. My computer's running so slow because I'm trying to record at the same time. So, fun fact about Shin Pokemon is we discussed this in, I think, the episode where... what is this called? Not suitable for children. We did talk about it, and that I mentioned the stats and Jeff that I wrote a Shin Pokemon Go script. So I wrote a whole ass script, 4,000 words for like South Park because they weren't coming out with any good ideas. So I was like, hey, why don't we bring back that Shin Pokemon and just make it about Shin Pokemon Go? But which is a play on words for Pokemon Go, but Pokemon is Pokemon Go is not even irrelevant nowadays, so now Pals World is, so we decided to do that because of this. And next week will be WTF because of all the news that's leaking out about WWE
Vince McMahon. Fucking Vince McMahon, dude. Is everybody born before like 1970 just either like a fucking pervert or just like a weirdo? Like I don't understand what's going on, man. Like Jesus Christ. But we'll talk about that next week. Yeah, we'll get into that next week. Cuz I was going to say it was like all white men born before that, but then, you know, you got Bill Cosby and fucking R. Kelly and shit, so not just them. It's not just the white people this time, guys.
Yeah, Shin Pokemon.
But anyway,
so
Shin Pokemon.
I'll keep reading off this. So, at the bus stop, Cartman tries to get Kenny to trade his doll for it, since Kenny got the last one of his favorite, which I believe Cartman's was... His favorite was the Penguin. Penguin. The Penguin. Did you get the list, by the way, that I sent you? Yeah, I sent
did
it
you send
on
it
Discord,
on Discord
on
or
PC?
I don't know why I haven't sent yet.
I could send it to you on text messages right now. So then, at his house, Kyle realizes that. You see it?
Nah, I still don't see it. I tried to close Discord and reopen it. Didn't fucking happen.
So Kyle.
Just text. It's fine. Just read them all.
List.
But continue to, going through the episode.
There's one called A Furry Cat. That's probably supposed to be a play on words for Malzeth, the one that's with the who the evil guys in Pokemon called?
Oh, fucking, it's a play on Meowth. You're talking about Team Rocket. I was huge into Pokemon, man. I fucking love Pokemon. I don't watch it or fucking, like, follow it as, like I used to, but, man, when it was, like, back when I was a kid, man, that shit was, like, the shit. And I just wanna, like, I can't tell you how big Pokemon was. Like, it was a fucking epidemic, man. And Pokemon was, like, the fucking thing back in, like, 99 or, like, you know, not, when it, like, when did it come out? Yeah, I think Pokemon, like, really got popular here in the States about 1998, 99. And fuck, man, was it an epidemic. And, you know, of course, that's why this episode came out, because I think around this time, you know, you had, like Yellow Version coming out and shit like that. And it was just, like, fucking insane how popular these, like, games were. I had almost every version of like the Game Boy Pokemon, fucking Red Version, Blue Version. By the way, the Squirtle evolution is my favorite. I had Blue, and then when Yellow came out, Yellow was like remember when PS5 came out a few years ago? A lot of our viewers probably be able to relate to this. When PS5 came out, like, what, 2-3 years ago, and it was, like, impossible to get, like, any of them. Like, you know, like, they were just fucking always sold out in stores. Fucking, that's how Pokemon Yellow was. When people realized, oh my god, Pikachu can fucking follow you around, that's so cool. Like, it's just like the show. It was something else, man.
I just heard a whistle blow in your background. You're watching basketball, aren't you?
No, I'm actually playing FIFA.
At least you're not like Jeff. Okay, back to Pokemon. I send you the list, by the way. So, at the bus stop, Kyle realizes that this is a big new fad. So, he's like, I need to be a part of this. Because he's playing with his G.I. Joe, thinking, oh, I'm going to get so many friends. But he's like, no, G.I. Joe was so, like, last year ago. So, then Kyle rushes home to ask his mom and dad for money for, Chim Pokemon dolls, and then Kyle goes to the toy store to buy some, and the guy's like, I don't understand what you guys see in these Chim Pokemons, and I have to relate to this. I feel like I don't. So I'm gonna say everything. So
yeah,
everybody that's not a white girl listening to this, please, what do you see inside of Stanley Cups? What makes you go absolutely bazonkers for a Stanley Cup?
The fuck is a Stanley Cup?
You don't know what a Stanley Cup is?
I'm not a white girl, so obviously not. Oh my.
It's the biggest thing in the universe. How do you not fucking know?
A Stanley
Cup? I'm a white guy, so I would know.
Yeah, I haven't had a white girlfriend in like 3 years. I don't know what any of this shit is. My last one was a Mexican girl. Forgive me.
Jeff will slander you for next episode. Once he listens to this podcast, he'll be like, what? Ow! Damn! He's going to go full Jew on you, J-O-O. He's going to slander me next, don't you worry, guys. No, I'm the Cartman of the group. So then Kyle goes over to Cartman's house to show them that he bought a Chim Pokemon. But now, Chim Pokemon's no longer the thing. It's the special controllers that let you play the Chim Pokemon video game. And then Kyle's like, God damn it! And then in the video game, it has a simulation of them bombing Pearl Harbor. which, I mean, that doesn't raise any alarms or anything like that, but...
Fucking, bro. Trey and Matt are fucking fools with that one. Like, I say, my thing is, like, always, like, themes of these episodes and, like, what, like, you know, the subtlety and comparison to you know, modern day, like, fucking social commentary on episodes. the thing about this episode is there's not much to take away from it outside of like Japan fucking brainwashing children, I guess. Yeah, like outside of like them brainwashing children, that's like the only like thing to really take away from this. And fucking yeah, I don't know. As somebody who liked Pokemon, I wouldn't say they're brainwashing children. Like I always thought of Pokemon as just like a fun thing. It's like, although I seen a video where it was like they talk about like the fucking what is it like the recipe for making shows back in like the 90s and shit, and it was just like, it was hilarious. It was like all of it was like, oh, they have a monster. That was like the whole basis for all of it. Like, oh, you have a monster. Pokemon, Digimon, all that shit was like exactly the same. And it was all based around having a monster in a thing, you know? Monsters in the digital world. Monsters in a ball. Monsters with card games. Like, it was all the same shit.
That's how Magic the Gathering was born. Well, you talked about brainwashing, and that just makes me wonder about these influencers, and that brings me back to Not Safe for Children, where every child is probably obsessed with Primer now. Like, I mean, Jeff said that his nephew is like obsessed with Prime just because his influencer that he watches just drinks it. You know, even John Cena went on Logan Paul's podcast, and he was drinking a bottle of lime green cred, aka Prime. They were talking about the South Park episode. He's like, "Do you find it absurd? Do you find it funny?" He's like, "I find it that it's good, like push product for us." And I'm like, you know what? I can't blame them. You know, if they were pushing podcasts, they would probably all go listen to us today.
There's a fundamental problem too, and because I like the comparison to, you know, not suitable for children, because like back in the day, this stuff was suitable for children. Like, you know, South Park makes fun of like Chim Pokemon and stuff, but it's like, yeah, that was children shit. Like versus fucking an energy drink, like why the fuck is that why is that being sold to like, honestly, shit like that I think should be for like 18 and older, man. We don't know the long-term effects of these fucking weird fucking is it an energy drink or what is it exactly? Is it,
so there's two things. There's the hydration drink, which I don't think can be not safe for children. I think it's like, it does have it's got absurd, like in the South Park episode, like, too much of vitamin A that will, like, make your body unbe able to process it and shit.
Mm.
It does have a lot of vitamin A and a lot of vitamin E, which is why I drink it. I drink it for the vitamins and the electrolytes, because it's, like, it's just like a Gatorade, but without the sugar and shit. And just, like, less calories. It tastes really good, but I'm not sponsored by Logan Paul, wink, wink.
Does it, though?
I'm sponsored by cred! I got cred, bitches! I got cred! I got Google Live! I got Google Grape! You got no cred, bitch!
Yeah, like...
And apparently that's just mocking the song. There's an actual Prime song out there saying, "I got Prime, bitch." I'm like, what?
Is it really?
I didn't even know that, and that's like what they were parodying.
I was gonna ask that in the video I made. I was gonna say, like, is that an actual song or did they just make that up?
Actual song. There was like a little kid who sang about, "I got Prime, bitch. I got Prime. I got whatever the Prime flavors are called."
And what,
pop,
you know, it's funny, ever since that special too, like now I'm like seeing fucking Prime everywhere.
See, South Park does it all. They try to promote. I don't know.
Yeah, I fucking like, I keep seeing it everywhere now. Like, somebody at work was drinking one. I was like, what the fuck? I had never seen anybody drink that shit before in my life.
It's the new fad. Stats, you gotta go get a Prime. It's the new fad. Go to your local 7-Eleven. Once you get home, I'll tell you Gatorade's the new one. Or Powerade.
I have no intentions of ever trying a Prime. Like that's just not something I want to do.
They're very sweet, in my opinion. Very sweet. Like, if you don't like sweet things, you probably won't like it.
I like sweets. I just, like, if it's too sweet, nah, fuck that. That's why I fucking,
it's because it has a lot of potassium in it, too. That's why.
I used to drink the energy drink fucking, what was that thing? I can't think of the name of it. I stopped drinking it. It was like...
Ghost?
Who?
Ghost?
No, it was like the one with, like, creatine and shit in it. It was, like, supposed to be, like, a better one for you.
Celsius?
No, not Celsius.
You feel?
No, fuck. How are you naming all of them except the one? fuck.
Red Bull?
No, fuck no.
Monster?
No, not Monster. Damn it, I can't think of it.
Alami, like the A one, Alami?
No, not that one. It was like strict. It was like for gym rats. Like it's definitely for gym rats. They still sell.
C4.
No, not C4. Not C4.
Fuck.
That shit. I've tried it, and that shit made me like fuck. It was so fucking like potent, that dude. When I wasn't working out, that shit made me itch. Fuck, man.
Bang.
There you go. Woo! Bang.
I can name every energy drink. Let's go. That's how you know I'm addicted.
I used to love Bang, dude. And then, like, just the flavors started getting way too sweet. And even the ones that I like started getting too sweet. And I was just like, nah, I'm done. I'm not drinking this shit anymore.
Well, the thing is, back in, like, maybe 2018, maybe, not that long ago. Before COVID, there was a, like... You could not scroll on TikTok without seeing an influencer drinking Bang. And then I got into it because, like, I kept seeing people drink it. And then all of a sudden, there were no Bang videos.
Bro, Bang went away. Drinking, no. It went away so fast, dude. That shit was
quick. And I was like, where did it go? Like, I saw people drinking it, and then boom. No, like, nobody was drinking it. It was crazy.
It went away so quick. I couldn't believe it, man. I could not believe that shit, bro. Cause like, and you know what it is? It's because they made it too sweet. That shit was it. Like, dude, I don't know why it kept getting sweeter and sweeter. When you first started drinking it, it actually tasted good. It was like, dude, this is like such a well balanced drink. Like, I like it. And then fucking all of a sudden, dude, like every flavor was like, oh my god, like just fucking full of sugar, dude. And I was like, all right, nah, this shit does not taste good anymore.
Yeah. So, So then, so let's get back to Chim Pokemon Go. Chim Pokemon. That Chim Pokemon Go is my script. Chim Pokemon. And so the store owner was messing around with some of the plushes and realized one of the sayings in the toy said, "America's government must be stopped." So he's like, that can't be right. So the store owner somehow has $1 million to fly to Japan and then just talk to them about this mistake that was in the toy. However, I forgot to mention when they were playing the Pearl Harbor video game, it does make Kenny have a seizure. And I do have a theory about this episode. When I rewatched it, I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense, but I'll tell you my theory once we get to it. So then Randy and Sharon decide to watch one of Stan's videotapes of Chim Pokemon to see what it teaches them, because they were wondering, like, okay, this since the kids are getting into it, we should probably know what they're getting into. The sooner they discover how unusual it is and how they call together the parents. So then Kyle shows the boys that he now has the game controller, and they're saying, oh, that's not cool anymore, now we're doing Chim Pokemon Camp. He's like, God damn it! And then,
Kyle being always behind the times, like, Like, honestly, I think that's kind of a running gag in South Park. Kyle is always behind, like, on fucking fads and shit. Like, it, the same thing happens in South Park is Totally Gay.
Well, yeah, you're true. But it is also, I feel like in recent seasons, he's been more ahead, like, more on TikTok, you know? Like, how he is that one dance trend with Tolkien and then him.
Well, the thing is, like, he was on that fad, but, like, the thing is, like, the other boys didn't give a shit about it. Whereas, like, all the other fads that he missed out on, the kids actually cared, you know?
That's true. You got a point there.
Yeah, like, fucking, sure. Like, all the ones where it's like, all right, the kids are, like, fucking, like, excited, actually excited about this, fucking, they, like, Kyle's always behind. But Kyle's always ahead on the ones that nobody gives a shit about.
Unlike Game of Thrones, that's the only one he was ahead on. Butters was the only one behind.
Which is fucking strange, because fucking...
It's also hilarious.
I was totally Butters in that episode. I was so... I didn't watch Game of Thrones till, like, fucking the pandemic.
I haven't watched an episode.
You never watched Game of Thrones? That's...
No, not really. I couldn't get into it. It was too slow.
My buddy said the same thing, and I'm just like, dude, if you started with, like, season fucking 8 or season 7 or, like, even season 6, I'd understand how you could think it's too slow. Season fucking, like, 1 through, like, 3 or 4, season 1 through 4 were fucking, like, just, like, yeah, there's a lot of talking, but it's, like, a bunch of interesting characters, you know? Like, I value character work. Like, I value character work in movies and shows. That's why I think a lot of movies and shows suck these days. There's a bunch of characters nobody likes or gives a shit about. So, like, that's a big problem. It's like, but at the same time, fucking Game of Thrones has some wonderful character work, man, where you're just like, dude, this is, like, I love this guy or that this girl. And then you're just like, you know, like, it builds your investment only to either watch them die or watch their characters be completely ruined in season 8.
So then, I can agree with all that. So then, they attend the Chim Pokemon camp, and the leader explains to the kids that the evil power must be destroyed. That's what their whole thing is. And the evil power is none other than the American government. And they will start bombing. They will start by bombing Pearl Harbor, and then they start their training by learning Japanese. Meanwhile, at City Hall, the adults complain to Mayor Dick McDaniels and state that the kids is just, like, truly unruly. Oh, I forgot to mention there's a small clip of when they're in the classroom and they're all just in their little Japanese phase, just talking to Mr. Garrison. Like, good morning, Mr. Garrison. And he's like, my name is not Mr. Garrison. It's just Mr. Garrison. He's like, Mr. Garrison, what's the answer to the equation? My name is not Mr. Garrison. Oh, whatever. You didn't watch the episode. I did.
I've seen the episode. It's a good moment, let's just say. Like, Jeff said in our group chat, he's like, I don't have much to say on Chim Pokemon. And it's like, that's kind of how I feel about it. Like, everything I've already said about this episode is like, yeah, that's like the popularity of Pokemon and all this other good stuff. But, like, it's not a very deep episode. Or, like, I the reason we did this episode is to compare it to Pal's World. Which is, you know, we discussed that a little bit, and, like, yeah, like, fucking, but the episode as a whole, it's not super funny. The whole thing of Japan trying to take us down through fucking, through our children, I mean, you know, maybe, but, like, I don't think so, considering they're an ally to the U.S. now, after we bombed the shit out of them. Yeah, don't forget, we bombed the shit out of them for Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Yeah, but I just love how whenever, like, the Japan gets, like, realized for the shit that they're doing, they're like, America has a large penis.
Oh, that's
a large penis.
That was funny as fuck. That's like the funniest part of this episode.
Jaren's like, I don't think you have as small of a penis as you think you do. And he drops down his pants and he's like,
oh.
I'm sorry. I literally laughed. I'm like, what? My penis is so small, it's microscopic.
She's like, oh. That's just hilarious, dude.
So, do you want to go read off the names of the Chim Pokemon, and then we'll play the commentary?
Actually, let's do the commentary first. I'm in the middle of a FIFA game.
Of course you are.
Commentary first.
Let me see if I'm missing any other facts from this episode before we play the commentary. So interesting fact. This Leanne Cartman was played by Mary Kay Bergman before she died. So, yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty.
Hey, RIP.
Well, this episode came out in, what, 1999. So she died, like, right after this, too.
No, this wasn't 99. Was it 99?
It was 99. November 3rd, no, not 99.
Yeah, because the show came out in 97 and it's season 3, so yeah, that makes sense.
Let me see when she died. Mary Berman.
She died like in like 2006 or something, right?
Oh, did she?
I don't know. I remember. I think I remember it being like mid 2000s, no?
No, she died in, oh my god, so right after, she must have just died. She must have just, like, killed herself right after this episode, because she died on November 11th, 1999.
Wow.
So this must have been her, like, this must have been her last episode or something.
This was, like, her last thing ever. Like, that's...
No. Hooked on Monkey Phonics was her last episode, because that aired on November 10th, 1999, and then her death date was just... literally the day after.
Damn, was it? It was suicide, huh?
Yep, I think so.
Damn, RIP, man. It's tough. But yeah, why don't you go ahead and run the commentary, man?
Yeah. Let me see. Was it? I want to make sure that it was. Yeah. She was afraid of losing her talent. Interesting.
Well, aren't we all? Bro, that shit's a fear, bro.
Yeah, oh my god, she had a 12-gauge shotgun to her head. That's crazy. It's like,
Kurt Cobain, yeah.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain, thank you.
Think that okay. Was that just like the thing in the 90s or what?
I don't know. But all I remember is like Stewie going back in time and giving Kurt Cobain a little bit of Haagen-Dazs. Literally cares him. She's like literally fat on all the album covers. Go watch it. It's like literally hilarious.
Dude, have you watched the show Ted yet?
I've been meaning to get into
it. It's so fucking good. I just finished it last night. Fucking, oh my god, dude. Seth MacFarlane cooked on that one, man. Let me tell you. He fucking cooked, bro.
I don't even think he wrote on this show.
He did.
Like, he...
Right? He had to write.
I don't think he did. I think he, like... Because he kept giving praise to the writing team. He's like, I did not have... the only thing I had was to, what was I saying? I can't remember. Like he only had the idea for the show. It's everybody else that was doing the works. Like he was a small part of it, and he made it all come true. So
he had to direct it or something. Like
probably directed it,
dude. Considering where those jokes come from and shit, like there's no way like they're not. No, he had to write it. Like, or maybe even like there might have been different directors on it, but like he had to have some kind of writing credit. I'll check, but like I'm pretty sure, because like it's so Seth MacFarlane, like it's fucking insane. Like, come on.
Do we think that Trey Parker and Matt Stone in season 27 are gonna make fun of it, of the Ted TV show, just because of how good it is?
Maybe. I mean, it's fucking fantastic. I actually, it's so good. I want to do a video on it. Like,
I think you should. And like, I did a video on Bob's Burgers, and nobody called me out on it. Like, not saying, "Oh, you're a South Park guy. Why are you posting a clip of Bob's Burgers?" I'm like, "Oh, well, because it's funny and it's true."
See, the thing is, I've done different like fucking videos on different things before. Like that's nothing. But like, man, I like, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due, and I shit on Family Guy quite a bit on my page, so I think I got to give it a little bit of credit. Because that shit is fucking, like, man, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, so, some of the goofs, while in the store, buying two Pokemon dolls, Carmen yells at Kenny, taking the last penguin doll, and minutes later, there's another doll on the shelf. When Sharon's watching the march and it comes up with the idea, her eyebrows disappear. The grounds of the kids behind Stan, Kyle Carter, blah, blah, blah. If Kenny is still in a seizure, Stan reach.
Oh, yeah. Kenny's in like a seizure the whole episode because of the fucking game. That's just funny. I guess, and you know, I think that's based off something real. Like, I think like somebody got a seizure from like either like the N64 game or one of the Game Boy games. I forget which one. I think it's the Game Boy game because like there's like a couple of electric moves that like blink across the screen like a lot, and they're just like, you know, it's like, fuck, dude, like, fuck. Yeah, so like I think somebody got a seizure from like one of the games or something.
So I found, oh, okay, so Trey Parker studied Japanese in college and speaks it fluently.
Oh, so actually, all the Japanese was real in this episode.
Yep. This is the last, episode where Mary Kay Bergman voices Wendy Testaberger before her death.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, small penis, basically. Chimpokomon means penis pocket monster. But Chimpoko means small penis, but Chimpokomon means penis pocket monster. So Poco is pocket in Japan. So Pokemon is just pocket, like, animals, I think. So midway through, one of the kids states Kenny has a seizure. This is a reference to Porygon, which one of the never aired outside of Japan, as the flashing light patterns induce seizures in many children. This episode marks the first. Oh, okay, interesting. This is the first episode with Butterstotch. This episode is the first episode where Butterstotch appears as an extra member to the boys.
No way.
I kid you not. I'm reading it as a trivia fact. I'm serious. He might have been in the background and never included, but this is the time where he probably had one voice line or something.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say, nah, no way. I'm pretty sure I've seen Butters in other seasons. Like,
yo, Kenny, these are my spicy hot Louisiana.
So this is the episode called Chimpokomon. And Chimpoko means penis in Japanese, so Chimpokomon is a penis monster,
right?
Which, of course, is all based on the Pokemon stuff, which at the time was at its sort of peak of popularity.
It was scary huge how big it was.
Like, and we knew how huge it was, and so we said, oh, well, let's get it. We got an episode, and we all the writers sort of sat in the room and watched a Pokemon episode, and we all just were amazed at just how nothing happened,
and it was all about, the plot was all about, you've got to collect the Pokemon.
Yeah,
like the whole point of the show was collect all the Pokemon you could.
Yeah,
and then of course kids went out and bought all the Pokemon you could. It was just, it's the most genius thing ever, actually.
Yeah,
if you want to steal money from kids.
And so what's cool about this episode too is that it stars the voice of my longtime friend Junichi Nishimura, who I met in college when I was studying Japanese and he was studying English. And he works on South Park now, but he was around, so we had him be the emperor.
Emperor Hirohito.
Yeah. And then there's a big part of this show where the Emperor Hirohito has a sidekick named Mr. who has a penis that's so smooth, and he always talks about this small penis. And that actually was a real person that when we went out with Junichi was working in Beijing for a while, And Matt and I, this was years ago, went out to visit him. And his boss's
name was... In the winter,
for
some reason, we went to Beijing in the winter.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And his boss's name was Mr. And we were out at a bar one night, and he was saying, oh, American penis so big. And we were just like, yeah, okay, cool. And he was like, my penis is smooth. And he was like, no, look, my penis feel. Feel penis is smooth. And he, like, actually had Matt touch his penis. And
it was teeny. It was teeny.
He wasn't
so
lying.
That's not bullshit about the Japanese. They have small penises. And but then it also is such a, it is such a thing that, like, the Japanese use it as a weapon in this show, where every time the Americans, you know, start asking them questions about what the hell are you doing, they go, hey, your penis is so big. And of course, if you say that to a man, they'll immediately back off and they'll be like, yeah, that's right. I do have a big penis. And I think that's what Japanese do, basically, to Americans. They just feed into that.
And the basic idea of the show, you know, the whole Pokemon thing was going on. We're like, this has to be, you know, it's all Japanese, all the Pokemon stuff. So we're like, this has to be some kind of plot to take Pearl Harbor again, because you know they want it. I mean, you go down there. Go down to Oahu, and they're trying to take it over just in number.
Yeah, they're just trying to buy Oahu in Hawaii now.
But it's really
scoping it out.
It's pretty genius. If the Japanese did what we did in this show and did somehow put some chips in their thing, they would have taken over the world by now. They probably will.
Yeah, they probably will. And this is
I think that's it for this episode.
Okay, well, let's.
So we'll go on to the next one.
We don't want to take any more time from the other episodes of Commentary Mini.
What's a chin Pokemon?
I don't know why they bleeped that out on the YouTube. I might have to go on my TikTok go on my DVD to see if they bleeped that too. But I don't know why they bleeped those little moments. That was very weird. The only other time they bleeped something is so Trey Parker and Matt Stone made this episode 201 and 201. They state in the commentary that, like, we don't know if we can talk about this or not. So, here we go. And they talk about it, but the whole thing is bleeped. The whole thing, everything they say is bleeped. All you hear is a long ass bleep.
Even on the DVD?
On the DVD.
That's fucking stupid.
It's all bleeped, and they're like, oh, okay, that's enough. We can go on. I find it funny. Every time I listen to it, it's just a loud bleep of them just talking, and they're like, oh, okay, that was enough. Yep. All right, next one.
Wow. Why'd they bleep it?
I don't know what. I don't know. I guess Comedy Central just didn't want that heat on them. Like, they were very sensitive. They were like, we don't know how much we can say and how much we can't say right now. Mm. That's what they were saying on the DVD. The only one that's not censored is 200. They say, like, a couple of things, and they're like, all right, I guess we'll explain everything in 201. But realistically, everything that they explained got bleeped.
Huh.
And this all happened because Tom Cruise got fucking mad and started saying, hey, that's not fair. If the Christians can get the episode down, I can get my episode down. Actually, it was all because of Bloody Mary. All the Christians were really mad about that episode.
Christians get mad about everything.
Yeah, but I mean, Ann Garofino, a director on South Park, is Christian, so she thought it was hilarious of an episode. Clearly not to the other millions of Christians out there. Catholics, I'm sorry.
Fuck. Fucking hell. Yeah, I hate that they have the... Dude, like, fucking... You can't watch 212-1 without them bleeping out fucking half a Kyle's speech. If you can find it. But
that's true.
I have a website that fucking, I won't say what it is because Delta is legal, but fucking they have the full speech on there and shit. I think I posted the full speech and like a bunch of like Karens jumped on there and got mad at me. I have literally pissed off every fucking person, every type of person you possibly can imagine on my TikTok.
Yeah, ever since you said Craig was bad, you have a very small penis.
Oh man, they were the worst, dude. Fucking hell. Actually, you know what? You know who might be worse than them? The Kaiman shippers. Fuck, they were saying some horrific shit. I went back like a couple of days ago and just looked at all the comments. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Man, these people are mean.
God damn. Well, that just tells you if they want something, they're going to get it.
Like, bro, the Kaiman shippers are fucking assholes, bro. They're I'm actually going to make a video about this. They're like, they kept saying like, oh, you're a grown man fucking talking about an adult cartoon. I was like, no, you're a child talking about an adult cartoon. That's what that is. I'm an adult talking about an adult cartoon. Like, relax. Fucking, I swear to God, man. These little kids are fucking weird.
Been weird, and now they're getting into all of these weird ass what is it called, not communities,
energy drinks,
I guess, not yeah, that too. I never really explained that too. I just kind of like ditched that fact, but the Prime energy drink, that's what they're talking about, not the hydration drink. The energy drink should not be made for children, but since Prime is like they're huge, they're gonna drink it. Yes, there's the one in the bottle that's being promoted everywhere. That's the hydration drink that's, like, taking the internet by storm. The other one comes in a can. It's about 12 ounces, which is about, 8 ounces. It's like a cup and a half, basically. And, it's in a small can. It kind of reminds me of Red Bull. I haven't had one, but I've seen them in stores, and they kind of remind me of Red Bull, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't know, man. All that shit's weird. And just kids are, and like, I was watching a King Lion video today, and he said something that he actually brought up South Park too, and I was like, all right, I got to snitch this. But yeah, he said about like how things are, some things aren't for children.
A big announcement too. I deleted TikTok.
Wait, what?
I deleted TikTok.
Why?
So, a long time now, my dad did not like TikTok. He just does not like it, and I don't want to say why he doesn't like it, just because I feel like if I say it, it's probably gonna get us canceled.
Okay.
But I, for the longest time, I wasn't listening to him. I didn't want to delete it because I was just too obsessed with it. And I just realized half my time was just scrolling on TikTok. I was in bed scrolling. And when I woke up in the morning, I just scrolled. And so I realized that I was spending my whole day on TikTok. So I kind of just deleted it.
Yeah, I mean, a break from actually just social media in general.
I will re-download it at some point, but yeah. It's just that I was getting too obsessed with it.
See, I stopped that. I stopped scrolling through TikTok. I don't really scroll through anymore. I'll scroll through a little bit and then, you know, just kind of go off and do whatever the hell I was going to do.
I don't have an attention span thanks to TikTok, so as I'm scrolling, I'm just losing track of time, and I just keep scrolling until I find a video that's interesting, and I watch that, and I keep scrolling until I find another
video. Yeah, see, that's not healthy. That definitely is not healthy.
It's just the dopamine that TikTok gives you. It's really weird. And my sister, like, she is studying this right now, is like, why TikTok gives you so much dopamine when you go on it. It's really interesting. But I think that's going to be it for this podcast. Like, Trey Parker and Matt Stone didn't have much to say either.
Yeah, you know? I mean, this episode, like, this is basically a filler episode. Like, just on a popular topic. That's it. It's a filler episode on a popular topic. It's good. It's not like, I wouldn't put it in, like, fucking, like, you know, top, like, it's not like top 50 out of, you know, it's nothing like that. It's a good episode. It's like a
feel like, I mean, maybe five out of 10. Like, was like Prashin or some one of them people. I feel like one of them said like Chin Pokemon's an underrated episode. It really is, but like nobody watches it.
I think it's properly rated. It's not great. But it's not.
During the time when maybe it came out, it was a little overrated, but probably right now it's probably underrated because nobody really gives a shit about it and nobody can recall it. Well, if you walk up to a South Park fan and say, "Hey, what's Chin Pokemon about?" Baby small penis. Mm-hmm. Very large penis.
It was an episode that was good for its time, you know? Like that's the best way to describe it. It was good for its time. But it's not something that has like longevity and like fucking as far as like South Park episodes go. Like it's not one
South Park is gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it'll always have traction.
Like it's not like fucking the zombie episode from the first season or Big Gay Al's Big Gay Bull Ride. Like it's not like one of those where it's
Night
like,
of the Living Homeless.
Yeah, it's not gonna Night of the Living Homeless was like season like 11 or like no 9.
But I'm saying that like it you can like
oh yeah, that one's gonna have longevity as well. Yeah, oh for sure. So yeah, like it, you know. It's not one of those, but it's still good. It's good. It's not one of those ones like I would skip or anything. But yeah, this is a good one on one.
Miss our one on ones. I miss them. We used to do one on ones all the time, and then Stets kept leaving me, so I had to hire an ex as my girl or my person.
Yeah, get the pronouns right. All right.
Miss it. Sorry.
All right. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. This was Chin Pokemon. Zach, any final words?
You all have big, very large penis. Did you listen to South Park Bros?
You almost made me spill my water out, bro.
Man, I'm so close. Yet so far away.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Dude, that was a sweet podcast.